An Afghan soldier has killed two American troops amid nationwide anti-U.S. protests in Afghanistan. This comes as thousands of people have marched on NATO bases across the country. Afghan demonstrators are angered at U.S. forces for burning Islam's holy book, the Quran. The blast in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar has left at least 13 people dead and over 30 others injured. The explosion targeted a bus stop in the city. At least 15 vehicles were destroyed in the bombing. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast as of yet. In Russia, thousands of people have marched through the capital, Moscow, in support of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's bid for presidency. Addressing the crowd, Putin said he would not allow foreign powers to interfere in Russia's internal affairs. Putin also predicted victory in next month's presidential election. Brent crude prices on the world market have hit a record high, reaching over $124. This after Iran cut oil sales to some European countries. The move was in response to the EU's decision to impose an oil embargo on Iran, a risk nuclear energy program, as of July 2012. A huge fire has swept through a refugee camp in northern Thailand, destroying hundreds of bamboo houses and a number of public buildings. The border camp is home to thousands of people displaced from neighboring Myanmar. There are no reports of casualties. Authorities say the blaze started in a kitchen. At least seven American Marines have been killed after two helicopters collided in the U.S. state of Arizona. A U.S. defense official said the mid-air accident occurred Wednesday night during a training exercise. An investigation has been launched into the deadly accident. A training plane has crashed near Pakistan's eastern city of Lahore, killing the pilot and the trainee co-pilot. The single-engine aircraft went down onto a house due to technical problems. A local official said the crash left no other casualties on the ground. Finally, gunmen have shot dead four Nigerian policemen in the northern city of Kano. Police have arrested 15 suspects. Last month, over 180 people were killed in a string of gun and bomb attacks in the same city. The violence was blamed on a Salafist group known as the Boko Haram.